We are going to start this series on taking authority that goes with our spiritual warfare ministry school. And so we're just going to believe God to really teach us to take that authority that Jesus Christ paid to give to us. And, you know, we've got to get the revelation that God lives inside of us. How much more authority can you have? God lives inside of you. That is where your authority is. That's where all the authority is. You should not want to have authority that's separate from God inside of you, because I would rather have God inside of me and have my authority based on God living inside of me. So what we're going to do is we're going to first look at some definitions of authority, and then we're going to look at the Gospels. And every place they use the word authority, we're going to look at that until we get a really unbelievably strong biblical understanding of authority. And, you know, we don't try to go really fast on these teachings, because I really see this as a really strong Bible study or word search. And so we are going to see every single place pretty much where Jesus talks about authority, because God didn't put it in there that many times without a reason. And so we need to look at that. We need to see what it is. And I know as I move in the prophetic, God keeps giving deeper and deeper revelation. I really encourage you, if you're watching this or if you're listening here today and you haven't gotten a hold of the series, part one and part two of this will be part three. There's a series called The Word, The Power of the Word, which even a young person borrowed it and came to me the other night and said, "That is so powerful, I'm going to pay for it and keep it." So I said, "Oh, that's good." And then the teaching on asking and how to go to God to ask and to believe God for things. And so, because that's all part of spiritual warfare too. You know, if you're asking for healing, you got to understand the power of the word, that Jesus and the word are one. And you've got to understand that when you speak the word of God by the anointing of God, you are releasing Jesus into the situation. You're releasing God himself into that situation. There's no way, if you really walk with God, if you really have faith, really believe the word of God, and really let God do the work in your heart that he wants to do in your heart, so that that authority and power can come forth in a way that's pure and holy, that glorifies God and not man, then I'm telling you, Satan has lost. And we've just got to let the Lord do all this work in us so this can happen. When you look at the word authority, let me look at the dictionary, the definition. Okay, it's legal power or a right to command or to act. Okay, so it's legal power. Now, we're talking about spiritual authority, so we're talking about legal power in the spirit realm. So we're talking about legal power that comes from the King of Kings. We're talking about the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and his domain and his dominion and his authority and his power. And so what he says about authority is true. What Jesus says about anything is true. So we want to learn what is the authority that God has given us. Okay, this one says the credibility gives you authority. So this is really good when you think about spiritual warfare. How many people know someone who spoke the word of God, and how many know we've done this? All of us probably. We've spoken the word of God. We said in the name of Jesus, we took authority, and the situation didn't change. Right? Okay, well, part of authority is having credibility. When it didn't change, you didn't have credibility there. So we want to learn how to get that credibility. How do I have the credibility where the enemy knows he had better listen, because I have been given this authority by God, and God has the power to back up what he instructs me to do. And that's the key. See, there's no credibility when the enemy looks at you and says, "You're not going to back that up. You can't do anything about that." And so we need to look into all those different areas to see how to get that credibility. Another one of the definitions for authority is to have the character of, the respectability of, and the dignity of. So you can see your character in Christ is going to have a whole lot to do with your true authority. And, you know, when we look at the scriptures, you're going to see all the times the Pharisees kept saying, "What authority do you do this by? What authority do you do this by? Like, what power? Who is in charge? Who's telling you you can do these things? Who's telling you that that you can have this kind of authority?" Okay, so those are some of the definitions of authority. And then if you look up in the Strong's, the different, you know, in English, we'll use one word for, like, 10 different, you know, Hebrew or Greek words. And so I just looked up the different words that had the word authority in there. And one of them was to break away from, to have might, authority, power, and strength. One was to have great authority, great might. One was to have freedom, privilege, force, liberty. These are all the different, if you look in the Strong's, the different words that they use the word, that we translate to the word authority. To exercise authority upon, to bring under the power of, a decree, to declare something and watch it happen. Okay, and to have full privilege over, to have supreme authority in, to be the controller, to, and then some are about to obey, to hearken. So that's when you submit to authority, when you see the certain word that talks about us submitting to God's authority. And then one of the big things about authority is superiority. There is a supreme order to things, okay? So when we look at that, we are looking for the authority that we can really walk in as believers. We are going to look at, how does God look at natural authority? How are we as believers to respond to natural authority as we do this whole study? We're going to look at the authority that Jesus Christ had, and then the authority that the actual disciples or the apostles had. And then we'll see, well, what authority do we have? You know, where do we fit into all of this? All right. So let's first start over in Matthew. And we're just going to go to the different scriptures where the word authority is used and look at the situation around it until we get this really great idea and get an understanding of who Jesus was and how much authority he really walked in. Matthew 7:29 is one of our first ones. Let's go to verse 24. Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine from me and does them, I will compare him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain came down, the floods came up, and the winds blew and fell against the house, but it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine, who does not do them, he shall be compared to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came down, and the floods came up, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell, and great was the collapse of it." And just as Jesus is teaching this little parable, I want you to get a real revelation here. The storm came to the house built on the rock just the same as it came to the house built on the sand. So we need to get rid of any doctrine that makes us think that we're absolutely not going to face a storm. Jesus himself says, "In this life you will have trouble, but I have overcome that trouble." And so if there was going to be no issues, there would be no need for authority. So once you know, there'd be no need for spiritual warfare, there'd be no need for this teaching. Okay. So Jesus is first telling us, listen, when I teach you these things, when I teach you these things, if you really build on them, if you build your belief system on them, if you build your way of life on them, if you do the things that Jesus teaches us and you believe those things, then when life storms come, when the enemy comes, your house is going to stand. That which you've built is going to stand. Your walk with God is going to stand. You know, it's going to be hit, but it's going to really be strong and unshakable. But just because you hear what Jesus says, just because you read the Bible, just because you hear the Word of God, if you do not really do what he teaches you and put that into action and walk it out, then when that storm comes, your house is going to be destroyed. And Jesus calls you foolish. And we have a whole teaching on foolishness. And it says, great is the collapse of it. So when people hear the Word of God and they study the Word of God and they go to church, they do all these things, and they don't walk it out or believe it or make it real in their lives, so they pick and choose what they want to believe. It talks about when these storms come, it's going to be a lot of tragedy. And so we need to really, first of all, if we're talking about authority, we really need to get the teaching on the Word and really understand how important God's Word is. And right now there's a lot of people being built up in, you know, all doc, you know, just different moves of God's Spirit and different things that are going on and some things that isn't even God. But let me tell you what, you want to stay strong in the Word of God. Jesus said that the Father's looking for those who will worship Him in spirit. Yay, praise God, I love the Spirit and truth. And truthfully, you can't really get the truth into your spirit unless you're hearing the truth in the Holy Spirit or in the presence of God. So we want the Holy Spirit to come and make all this real. Father, even right now, we just come before You, Lord, and we just ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just come boldly to the throne room of grace, and we ask according to Your word. And Lord, we ask that You would just give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, that You would give us understanding of Your word. And Father, that we would be those who would not only hear about authority, but begin to live the life of one who walks in the authority that Jesus Christ paid for and that the Holy Spirit has come to bring and make real in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so after He preaches this, and it says in verse 28, "And it happened when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were astonished at His doctrine, for He was teaching them as having authority and not as the scribes." So one thing about authority, these people could recognize there's something different about this man when he preaches. He preaches as if he knows what he's talking about. He preaches as if he can back it up. He's preaching as if he has something personal going between him and God. Where the scribes preach as if there's rules and regulations and almost a history lesson and things that they're just saying. This man preaches with authority. And so one thing we have to realize, what is it when Jesus preached that made them see the authority? Yes, there were signs and wonders and miracles, but this is before He's even doing those. It's because He talked with such, and let me say, sometimes you'll hear people who are maybe immature in the things of God, or, you know, maybe they just like to scream or whatever, and I used to scream. The more mature I was, the more I screamed, to be honest with you. And sometimes we like to think, you know, loud sound does not equate power. Sometimes God will be very powerful and it will be very loud. But, you know, we've all heard people preaching and screaming and yelling at everyone as if that made it authority. Now, Jesus just told a story. I don't think He was sitting there screaming and yelling about these two houses being built. He just told a story, but He told it in such a way that they knew that you better listen to this guy. You know, he's telling us something here, and He's also warning us in what He's telling us. He's telling us, if you don't understand the authority He's preaching on, you know, from, if you don't understand the power of what He's saying, then it's going to cost you later on. It's going to cost you to hear what Jesus is telling us and then not being a doer of that word of God. All right, so we see one thing about authority here, that without screaming and yelling or anything else or telling everybody who He was, when Jesus spoke, people were drawn to the authority. They knew that this man had true authority. All right, let's go to Matthew 8:9. This is a really powerful lesson about authority that we really want to let God put deep into our hearts. Okay. Let's go up to 5. Matthew 8:5. "And Jesus, entering into Capernaum, a centurion came near to Him, begging Him and saying, 'Lord, my child has been laid in the house. He's a paralytic. He's grieved and tormented.' And Jesus said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' And answering, the centurion said, 'Lord, I am not worthy that You should enter under my roof, but only speak a word and my child will be healed. For I am also a man under authority, having soldiers under myself. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it.' And hearing, Jesus marveled and said to those following, 'Truly I say to you, not even in Israel did I find such faith. And I will say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth.' And Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go, and as you have believed, so let it be to you.' And his child was healed in that hour." So there's a revelation here about authority that Jesus, you know, there's not that many situations in the Bible where people cause Jesus to be, you know, like, wow. Like he wowed Jesus. He caused Jesus to be in awe. Oh, I pray in my life. I want to be one of those people. I want to be one of those people where I just so receive from the Lord that I even amaze him, that I would be so open and able to receive that he would say, wow, I'm so glad you did that. I'm so glad you got through that. I believe some areas of my life I've done that. And I just tell the Lord, Lord, in my life, let me walk through things in such a way that you are proud of me, in such a way that you say, wow, look how they believe. Look how they have faith. Look how they do things my way. And that's just something God is really looking to see. Are we going to obey God? Are we going to believe him? Are we going to believe God and his power? And what so impressed Jesus about the centurion is he knew the authority that Jesus had in the spirit realm. I mean, he sat there and heard the Lord say, I will come and heal your child. And this man had faith to believe that Jesus just speaking that was enough. That Jesus just speaking that was enough. And he didn't have spiritual warfare class 101 or anything else. He didn't know the power of the words of the Lord. Jesus spoke with such authority that this man recognized that authority to a place that Jesus was amazed that this man could recognize the authority he walked in. And that man recognized something that we need to recognize, that when Jesus sent that word, it was spiritual. Because there's no way that young man at that house heard in the natural what Jesus said. There's no way whatever was holding that young man bound, if it was a natural thing, could have heard what Jesus said. But that man had a revelation that sickness is spiritual. That man had a revelation that it was demonic, that Jesus had authority over that. That Jesus had authority because he wasn't talking just about healing virtue, was he? You know, you see a lot of the scriptures talks about and virtue was released and healed them. You know, no, this man recognized that there is some authority to stop sickness. There's authority to bring healness or creative miracles. And that authority, Jesus wouldn't need authority unless there was some kind of demonic attack, unless there was some kind of spiritual attack that Jesus had to take authority over. He didn't really release virtue in the same way. He released his authority. Because this man, that's why he uses this whole situation. Jesus uses that to reveal to us authority. Authority is knowing that what this man understood is when Jesus says something, there are angels released or something to back up what he says. So the key about authority is that there's some power backing up what's being said. You know, in the natural, you know, if someone comes to arrest you, let's break the power of that ever happening and hope it never happens. Some of you have already been there. But why, you know, if somebody else came up and just said, hey, you know, I'm arresting you, you say, you can't arrest me. But if someone has that badge and we have any sense at all and we know that it's legit, we're going to realize if I try to run right now, I'm going to get shot. Or if I get away, they know who I am. They're going to find me. There is authority that this person is walking in because he has power backing him up.